USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are reacting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Georgia Republican Doug Collins compares Democrats' impeachment inquiry to the Price is Right game, Plinko.
They just drop the thing in and see which way it bounces. Well, first it was Mueller, first it was this, first it was a Mueller. And they're just trying to hit the imaginary target of getting rid of a president that they don't like. You don't do it this way.
On the other side of the aisle, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California says the transcript released today by President Trump was more damaging than he expected.
It is shocking at another level that the White House would release these notes and felt that somehow this would help the president's case or cause.
E-cigarette giant Juul has announced that CEO Kevin Burns has resigned. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another poll finds Elizabeth Warren slightly ahead among Democrats seeking the White House. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new national poll from Quinnipiac University finds that U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren is slightly ahead of former Vice President Joe Biden, 27-25%. And given the margin of error for the survey, that means it's a virtual tie.
She's picked up 10, 12 points in the last month and a half. You'd have to call it a huge swing.
That's Quinnipiac pollster Tim Malloy speaking to NBC News. This comes on the heels of polls in Iowa and New Hampshire of voters in those states finding Warren slightly ahead as well. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also on the campaign trail, Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders made a brief appearance outside a GM plant in Hamtramck, Michigan on Wednesday. He joined the striking United Auto Workers Union members on the picket line as their strike against General Motors continues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as President Trump faces an impeachment inquiry, not every congressional Democrat is on board. Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, a long-shot 2020 presidential candidate, isn't on board. She explains to Fox News why.
I've been consistent in saying that I believe that impeachment at this juncture would be terribly divisive for the country at a time when we are already extremely divided. The hyperpartisanship is one of the main things that is driving our country apart. I think it's important to defeat Donald Trump. That's why I'm running for president. But I think it's the American people who need to make their voices heard in making that decision.
After more than five decades, an opera star is calling it quits at New York's Metropolitan Opera. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Officials say opera star Placido Domingo has agreed to withdraw from his scheduled performances at New York's Metropolitan Opera following sexual harassment allegations by several women. While disputing the recent allegations, Domingo indicated he would never perform at the Met again.
And finally, listen up. If you own a Nissan vehicle, the automaker is recalling more than a million vehicles to fix a problem with their backup camera. Owners will begin receiving notifications on October 21st. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.